hang outs and stuff. So,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what is going on, everybody out there? Welcome to another edition of the Red Line Show with myself and my man, White Chocolate, George Bruno. George, how you doing, man? What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, good evening. It's a great night tonight.
It is an awesome night, very awesome night. And I just want to say to everybody out there, this show is being brought to you by Tactical Soap. www.tacticalsoap.com. Make sure y'all check that out. Also, guys, this is also being brought to you by the 21 convention in October. It is going on in Orlando, Florida, from the times of October 24th through the 27th. Register right now. The early bird special ends in 2 days, 3 hours, and 58 minutes. And guys, if you want to call in, you have the number. It is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. And unfortunately, the Google Hangouts is not working anymore, so we have George on here, but you can hear his voice. His voice is just as smooth. And also, guys, if you have any questions, you can put those in the chat room as well as call in. But on today's show, we're going to be talking about approaching women, George.
Yep.
I think that when it comes to a lot of guys out there, they have been getting a lot of bad information when it comes to approaching women, as if the wheel has to be reinvented. What is your thought on that, sir?
You know what? Men have been biologically and socially men for the longest time. Only in recent history have men been taught to tone down their masculinity and been shamed for it, which, of course, there's a word for that called toxic masculinity. But honestly, I believe that women are attracted to strength, power, provision, protection, leadership. And every good leader has volunteers, not slaves. And I would say that if a man is a true leader in a relationship, he has a woman willingly working with him, willingly serving him, willingly cooperating with him. And I'm not talking about being an asshole or being a slave master kind of thing. All
yes.
Good leaders have volunteers and not slaves.
George, let me ask you something, because I would like to always like to start off from like what I call maybe not even the first domino, really the finger that's pushing the first domino. And I really think that a lot of these guys out there think that these women have never heard a pickup line, a gimmick, or a man that's nervous. I don't think they've ever heard. I don't think they give women enough credit. You know what I mean? As like
right.
They are just really ignorant to individuals who don't know what they're doing. And I'm totally opposite, because I feel like this: a woman can tell what you are, not only by how you approach her, but what comes out of your mouth when you approach her. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I think if someone takes a course in pickupology, if there's such a thing, and I know there's entire weekends of men getting together and, you know, like I joked around with some of the new speakers at the 21 convention, and I said, after their speech, when I interviewed them for my show, I would ask them, so, you know, what did you think of the convention? And they were blown away by it. And I said, it's more than just a how to pick up women convention, isn't it? And they're like, oh, God, it's way more than that. It's about lifestyle. It's about purpose. It's about
yes.
fitness. It's about finances. It's about relationships. It's about fatherhood.
Yes.
And we've, of course, recently expanded into fatherhood and patriarchy,
yes.
which has been a beautiful thing. And that's where you and I actually physically met. We knew each other online for many months, and then we actually met in person at Patriarch, and it was a true pleasure to meet you. And you are the real deal. You are everything that you put out in real life, online. They're the same. You are the man. So.
Oh, and same to you, George. And we got a phone call, so let's go ahead and grab that call. And we will.
Yeah.
And guys, call in 515-605-9373. 864, sir. What's your name and what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, I'm Tim. No, I just wanted to tell you guys my story. Like, I'm 6'5 and a half, 225. I used to slay a lot back in my day around 21, 22. And I actually got zeroed out in a breakup. And I don't know. As soon as I hit bottom, it was like these girls could smell it. It was like blood in the water. It was like a bunch of sharks. And I don't know. I ended up gaining like 60 pounds, but I don't know, man. You just got to stay on your purpose. I listen to y'all every week, and I don't really have a question. I'm just.
Okay. Wait a second. 864. Okay. So basically, what's happening with you is that you're kind of off kilter and you need a little more guidance to get back on the road. Would we say that's where you're trying to get at with this call, sir?
And that's what I actually got suspended from school because of this kind of shit. I had a girl, she was actually on crutches. She walked up to me, she showed me her bikini picture. She was a bodybuilder. And like, I got set up, but, pretty much, man, you got to just stay on your purpose. You got to make sure your weight's down and you got to just, I don't know, you got to stay in that masculine frame. You got to keep yourself your own mental point of origin, or else these women will just turn on you. Like the same women that were giving it up, it was almost like as soon as they saw a way they could just bring me down, they just took me down.
Well, but Tim, yeah. Before I throw it, Tim, let me ask you a question. I'm all about, one thing about me is about accountability and responsibility, and I don't really feel like a woman can do anything to you that you don't allow her to do, sir. So when you say things like women taking you down, it kind of makes me wonder, why would you let a woman take you down?
Dude, I was in that beta male mindset, man. I was making this girl, like, she was a hot blonde, she was like 20 years old, she was, and like things were great. I was been in place. I had four or five girls at a time, and shit, I was matching girls on Tinder. I don't use Tinder anymore, but the girl graduated, and I kind of was just, I was still in school, and I kind of caught feelings for this girl, and as soon as that happened, it was like I just got zeroed out, it seemed.
All right, well, George, what do you have to say on that, sir? What's your take on that, George?
Well, he's obviously a student of Manosphere 1.0, because I kept hearing spinning plates, zeroed out, and all these different things. Okay, so I know where – thank you for sharing. I know where you're coming from, and I know the teaching that you've already had. So I want to correct some of that. You haven't been zeroed out. Don't believe that for one second. Get that out of your head. Someone else taught you that. It's called discouragement. It's called discouragement. You know what the cure for discouragement is? Courage.
Courage.
You need courage. Courage. Think about the lion in the Wizard of Oz. He wanted courage. Do not use words to define yourself. Many years ago, when I went for therapy, I remember asking the psychiatrist, what am I? What would you diagnose me as? He goes, why are you so obsessed with finding a diagnosis for yourself? Why are you so obsessed with a title? And I said, you're right. I said, because the reality is, if I can't create a name for it, I can't fix it. I need to identify it somehow, some way. And he says, stop it with the titles, stop it with the diagnoses. So Tim, this is what I would tell you. Stop it with the self-diagnosis. Stop it with what other men in the manosphere have taught you. You're using all their words. Break away from that glossary. Get away from it. You're not zeroed out. You're discouraged. You're discouraged. Guess what that
shit,
is? You know what that means?
Feel zeroed
that means
out.
You're human. You're human.
Yeah. Tim, and I'm gonna piggyback off of George. Tim, you got, man, you don't get discouraged. It's not your fault. See, that like George was saying, unfortunately, a lot of you guys are stuck in this glossary that is pigeonholed you and box. And what we're trying to say is get out. Stop trying to fit into that narrative and just get out. Learn about you. There is no, you don't lose as a man. You don't lose. They lose. But you've got to learn how to get up off your ass and take an accountability for yourself. I mean, we care about the dog and we love the phone call and we are here to support you 100%. But one thing I'm going to tolerate is I don't want you being a victim because you're better than that. I don't want you to be like, oh, poor me. No, guess what? You lost out on one woman, so what? Okay, so what? Who's next?
Yeah, does that and that's true. That's true.
Right. Tim,
I received a... Yes, sir?
Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead. This is your turn.
Oh, I received... Okay, well, I'm a college senior, and I actually received a 2-year suspension over this kind of shit, and I have 8 months left on my suspension. I've been working hard at a job and everything like that. I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to be back in school. What's crazy is the girls that got me in trouble, I didn't even know them. Like, I was falsely accused of shit. So, like, I'm just like, when I'm back though, I just don't want to make the same mistake because I'm like, my major's more gynocentric. Like, I was one of the few guys, and it was a lot of white knights. I know you guys are talking about terms, but there were a ton of white knights in my major, and I was close to 100 partners at the time. And like I said, I was 6'5", but as the girl I was seeing graduated, and she kind of got in my head a little bit. She was hitting me up for the next 3 years, like literally, like she graduated and then like just kept hitting me up. She's like checking in on me, even though she didn't want shit to do with me. It was like I think she was BPD, but as soon as that kind of like brought me out of that frame, and I feel like that's what kind of fucked me over. And I just don't want to, when I'm back in school, I just don't want to, I want to be back on my horse.
Tim, I think you'll be fine. Literally, you move in the direction not only of your most dominant thoughts, but in the direction of your language. I would encourage you to don't even use the word frame. Don't use the word BPD. Yeah. Don't be obsessed with giving yourself a diagnosis or anyone else a diagnosis. If I was a therapist, which I was for 22 years, so I'm quite qualified to talk about this, those are the things that I would tell you. And I would say, look for things to build up your courage. Number one, focus on yourself, not on the craziness of women. That's the first thing. And that you got a bright future. You have a very bright future. Don't allow this suspension to make you believe that you're defective or that there's something wrong with you and that, you know, you're going to be on probation and like, you're going to have to prove yourself to them. You're going to be on watch. They're going to be like closely watching you. Separate yourself from this mentally and emotionally. Stay focused as a senior. You have a super bright future. Create a world for yourself without women. It's okay. It's perfectly okay to do that. That's not being called MGTOW, because I'm getting away from the terms. What I would encourage you to do is focus on being the best, whatever your major is. If you're going to go to grad school, focus on that. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. I would say like in my early days when I went through sales training, I remember many years ago, selling things in high school, door to door, fudge, calendars, all kinds of just trinkets and knickknacks in high school for the band, for the wrestling team and so forth. And you'd knock on a door and somebody would say, oh, wow, what are you selling? And this is back in the door to door sales days. And a lot of people bought stuff out of sympathy for you. Other people would say, I'm not interested, and close the door in your face. And you're like, I didn't even get a chance to, you're thinking, I didn't even get a chance to talk. And they already rejected me before I talked. Well, guess what? That's life.
Yes.
So that trained me for life, which led me to the mantra, some will, some won't, so what? Next.
Yes.
So you turn around, you walk back down the sidewalk, and you go to the next house, and you act as if it's the first house. You bring the same excitement to the next house as you did to the first house. If you can't, after a disappointment, be resilient and build your motivation and encouragement and enthusiasm back up, then you need to train yourself to do that. Because what happens is when you go to the next house, bringing the last house's disappointment with you, you're not going to make a sale. So you have to act as if every sale is the first sale. Every woman is the first woman. You know what they say? When is the best time to make a sale? After you've made a sale. Okay. When you go into your relationships with women as a winner, you will go into it as a winner. What you don't do is you don't base your opinion of yourself on whether you succeed or fail with a woman. You are a success even without a woman. So you're inviting her to join you. You are not begging to be in her world. When you are approaching a woman, the mindset is, I would love you to join me in my joy, in my wonderful world, be a part of my life, okay? But in order to do that genuinely, guess what? You have to be joyful. You have to have a wonderful life. You have to have a world that's inviting that she wants to be part of. That, when that happens, you get women lined up. You're not begging one woman. You're choosing between five women who want to be with you. When you work on yourself, my friend, Tim, you have options, and they're not based upon manipulation, trickery, orchestration, pickup artistry, or anything like that. You're being true to yourself. You're being true to your heart. And I know this sounds like weak to a lot of the Manosphere 1.0 men, but they're miserable. I want you to walk away from that. Get away from that. Work on yourself. Stop using those words, because if you keep using those words, you're going to be in that whole stew. You're going to keep mixing. And guess what? If you don't fix that stuff, you're just doomed to repeat it again and again and again. And guess whose problem it'll be? In your mind, it'll be women. It's women, because women are like that. They're not like that. You are like that.
Yes.
Fix you, man. Fix you. Tim, thank you so much for calling, my brother. I really hope that that it helped. I hope that you're encouraged, and you just grabbed at least one nugget to help you stand up taller. And you are 6'5", but I hope through this advice you become 6'6".
Right. And Tim, I want to say something real quick. When George was talking about his did he ever mention his height, Tim? Did he ever talk about his height?
No, sir.
No, he didn't. Did he ever talk about, did he ever use acronyms and little like DBC and TF this and, you know, I've got forks and spoons or plates or cups or dishes? Did he say anything like that?
No, sir.
He was transparent, clear, and concise. And like he's trying to say, when you outside of yourself, okay, we know you're 6'5", but you being 6'5" has nothing to do with what's going on in your life. When you were 6'5", you had 100 women, and when you were 6'5", you are where you're at right now. So your 6'5" doesn't mean anything, so you don't even have to talk about how tall you are. how tall you are doesn't really matter in all this. What matters is right now is your mindset is set on in this box of all this generic jargon that these people have come up with to confuse you more on growing yourself, man. The thing you've got to pull that stuff out and throw it away. Yank all those weeds out. Get rid of the jargon. Because men don't talk that way to women. I would never say, hey, girl, you're a fork or a spoon or a plate or a cup or, a spaghetti or however. I don't know the acronym. I don't know what y'all talk about because I don't use that language. But I'm saying you don't talk that way around a woman. Why would you talk that way around anybody? You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
No, and it's good. But no, but oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did you say?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about because, like I said, I was suspended for two years, and even though I was set up, it's like I'm worried about just being back because a lot of these girls, it's like they end up going. I studied food science and chemistry, so a lot of these girls, it's like you pretty much need a master's, PhD, and these girls will stay and go to grad school. And I'm just worried that they're all just waiting for me to come back so they can do the same kind
Tim,
of shit.
Tim, when I was 13, I saw E.T. And guess what?
Yes,
I can't change it. It's already done. It's done. It's over with. I can go back to the movie theater if I want to, but it's done. Listen, stop looking at the past, young man. Now, listen, this is a solution-based show. This is very easy, Tim. Go to school, get your job done in school, and leave school. Don't try to approach or try to date any women there. So guess what, Tim? At that point, we just solved the fact that you don't have to worry about no one trying to put you under the bus now. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
So there we go. See, hey, George, in a few minutes, like, a TV show, we solved the problem.
We did.
That's right, and that's how simple it is, Tim, okay? So we got to keep on with the show. But, Tim, if you ever have any questions or anything, please call in. We appreciate you and everything like that, man. If you need some help, just get with us, okay, my friend?
Thank you all very much.
All right,
I love y'all's show. Thank you.
We love you, dog. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, Tim. All right, guys, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. George, this is my case in point. I love the call, but this is the case in point. A lot of these guys go into the approach with all this complicated, useless jargon, and they act like these women are not prepared for the useless jargon, George. What is your take, sir?
Well, it's like you said, do you think women have never heard this stuff before? Of course they have. Let me tell you, if a man wants to be different, pursue excellence. And then guess what? You won't have to approach women. Women will approach you. I've shared that. Actually, I believe you even, you were sitting in on one of my workshops at one point, and you saw it, how it happened. And let me ask you, do you think excellence approached me?
Yo, they wanted you.
Exactly.
Well, you were wanted. You were wanted.
Exactly. Was I on my knees begging like a dog?
No, I don't know what you were doing. Hey, George, I don't know what you were doing in your bedroom, but when I saw you in the thing, you were standing up. No, you were not on your knees.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, and that was the first time that was ever ever seen at the 21 convention. And I will tell you that there was nothing orchestrated there. You saw it happening in real time.
Real time.
And I practice what I preach.
Yes.
What I preach. When you pursue excellence, when you do what you got to do, you get a chance to invite women into your world to the point where they come to your door, they come to your email, they come to your life, And you get choices. You get options. And you get to pick who you want.
George, let me tell you something, man. A lot of these guys, what we're saying is foreign because a lot of these guys, you know, I feel like there's levels. You know, the first level is, you know, I've got to get the confidence. Then the second level is, well, I've got to find a way to get women. But they never could imagine in their lives that, wait a second, you mean women will want me? And they don't, George, you are the antithesis of that. You showed out and you shined in Poland with that. You did.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was, is that, like you said, it was all about you. You have the option. And again, you got to do it my way, the highway. When I tell you guys, this man is cooler than the other side of. See, this is the thing about, and I'm sorry, I'm just going on my tangent about George. This is the thing I always tell y'all guys. The thing about the streets is game recognizes game. That's just how it is in the streets.
Right.
You can always recognize somebody that is good with women based off of how cool they are when they're around women, how cool they are when they're not around women. Their behaviors tell you everything. And, George, and I'm going to connect this with the approach because it's not only, you know, me noticing those great traits that you have, but women notice it too.
It's a fact. That's a fact. I mean, the guy that can lead a woman can lead a country. Think about it.
We got a question in the chat room. This is a bad one. Should we try to be friends with women we want? My ex left me for a guy she was with during our first breakup, and he stayed friends with her. Would you like to go first or shall I?
you take this one,
okay.
Man.
I have never – okay, only on the TV show Madagascar that lions and zebras hang out. Let me tell you something. You're not my friend when we meet, and I don't want you to like me. I want you to be attracted to me. I don't want your friendship, and I don't want your likes. Now, don't get me wrong. I like talking to women. Don't get me wrong, guys. I like talking to women, but there is a fine line between, like George says, striving for excellence and falling into what is known as the friend zone. And, Tim, in your question that you're asking – your wife left you, my ex left, I guess, you for a guy that she was, I guess, friends with. I don't know about you guys, but listen, I don't do that. I don't do the woman having male friends thing. That's just me. I'm just speaking for myself. I do not do it. And I don't, now again, when she's at work, yeah, she has associates and people that she's talking to and all that other stuff. But as far as that male friend thing, I don't do it, and if she wants to keep those male friends, then her and I would just be a booty call because I'm not dealing with it, and I don't have time to put up with it. So for me, George, toss it to you. I don't do the friends thing. Now, don't get me wrong, George. I mean, I love talking to women, and I love making them laugh, smile, blush, and all that other stuff. But I don't want to be your friend. You know, I approached you because I'm sexually attracted to you. I'm not trying to go left and try to hang out with you with our clothes on in the bathtub or being a shoulder to cry on, or you use me to drive her around to meet you, George, or when you piss her off,
right.
George, she's crying about you on my shoulder and all the other.
Right.
I don't want your friendship. I want your attraction. George, what say you, sir?
Yeah, man. I don't need to be a woman's girlfriend. I don't need that because guys that do that end up becoming more feminine in their responses.
Yes.
Can men and women be friends? I hate to say this. Yes, they can after they slept together.
There
but this whole
go.
Idea of a man being friends with a woman, there's always going to be sexual tension. Somebody's going to want to bone somebody. Come on, let's just, like, someone's got to say it. Somebody will be wanting to bone somebody at some time, at one time or another. so that always puts a tension there that keeps everybody acting weird. It kind of hinders a normal relationship. So the whole concept, can men and women be friends? You can be acquaintances. I don't think you can be friends. I don't know.
No, it's just, this is what you guys got to understand. The thing about women is, yes, Tim, he said it right. You and I, or not you and I, Tim, but if I'm with a woman, I'm letting her know from the beginning we're not friends. But after we have sex, guess what? You can tell me about what college you go to. You can tell me about your aspirations and your dreams. Hey, while we're even in bed, I'll tickle you while you tell me what you did as a little girl on a tricycle before you went and played hopscotch. I don't care. At that point, we can talk about anything you want to talk about, and we can do anything we want to do. But if we're not having sex, you're wasting my time. That you're just wasting my time. So the thing is, with a lot of you guys out there that don't understand this, is that your biggest problem is that you are trying to be liked by that woman. And if you are going for likes and not attraction, then you are going to fall into the friend zone, because what she's going to do is she's going to test you. And she's going to see where you're at. But, see, George throws a wrench in all this as well, because like I told you before, she doesn't have to play games with George. Because when she meets a man like George, she knows he's already have women. He's got options. So then what she's going to start to say is, what can I do, say, or be to get his attention? Key word, his attention. What can I do to get him to even look at me, text me, or talk to me? George, what say you on that, sir?
Yeah, I think, I'm interested in more of what a woman does, not what she says.
Right.
That's just where I come from. Some people say it. Some of the old crew would say stuff like, believe what she does, not what she says. Some people will go as far as saying, never believe what a woman says. That might be a little bit too skeptical and too negative about things. But I know how guys are. I can tell you right now, I know at least my name is Lisa in a couple different women's phones.
Yeah.
All right. So when I call them and their husband says, who is that? And she says, oh, it's just Lisa. Okay. You get it? All right. So.
Dude, I'm. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. We got to talk about our women names. Go ahead, though. Lisa.
I was, half the women that I've mixed with have boyfriends.
Yes.
Some of them had husbands. I'm not proud of that part, the husband part.
But it's true.
But
yeah, but it's true.
Many. Yeah, I don't want to be a home wrecker. I'm not interested in that. That's not part of my value system. But I can tell you right now that half of the women I've been with have boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who would swear up and down that those women are faithful. And when that woman is out, she's out at the barn horseback riding, she was with me. When she was out with her girlfriends, she was with me. When she was out food shopping, she was with me.
Mm-hmm. And hey, George, so, and when she was at home, with her man, she was with you. And that's what they don't understand.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what y'all guys need to understand.
Right.
You were Lisa. I have been Stephanie, Tina, Kim. I've been Tiffany. No, I'm serious. I have so many female names because, again,
let me tell you, there's no one else in the manosphere talking like this, because there's no one else out there doing it. Come on, let's get real.
I know, but this was
you and I might be the only ones in the manosphere getting action.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Well,
half the guys
half the guys on these Google Hangouts, they ain't getting anything, and you know it. You know it, because like you said, game recognizes game, and I'll tell you what, half the guys even talking game don't even know what it is. Let's get real.
Yeah.
Will somebody just get fucking real for once on these fucking calls? Will somebody get fucking real? The people writing fucking books and making videos are not getting fucking laid. Let's get fucking real about it. The people standing on most stages are not getting fucking laid. The people that are getting quoted the most on Twitter are not getting laid. Get out of here, you bunch of theorists. Get the hell out of here.
515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. This is being brought to you by Tactical Stove. Guys, make sure you check that out. Guys, please call in if you have any questions. And what we're talking about is approaching women, but we are also discussing any questions y'all have as well. Now, but George, the thing is, and that, you know, that's the funny thing about it. The guys who don't have game are teaching guys what they think game is when they really are doing more harm than good to these guys. Oh, we got another call in the queue. We got another call.
Yep.
Hold on 1 second. We'll get to you in 1 second. Hold on, let's see. 267, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, it's your boy Craig from Philly. How you doing, bud?
Hi, I'm living in your world. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. I see that Cowboys toolbox you got there. I just want to say fly, Eagles, fly, first off.
Talk about my family. Don't talk about my boys. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
And George, I want to say I loved your video you put out today on joy. My question was kind of surrounding that, so a little bit about my situation. 33 years old. I'm just finishing up, like, going through a divorce out in the Pittsburgh area. I'm going to be moving back home to Philadelphia. Got a job out there that's lined up. Should start in less than a month. I'm expecting a decent-sized settlement check from the divorce once we sell the house, but, you know, that could be a few months before I even get anything there. I'm just curious, with regards to, like, looking for a place, I really want to establish myself as, like, having my shit together, not just for, whatever lady friend I want to bring back there, but just for, for myself, so I'm in, a good spot where I feel happy and, a healthy place to come home to. What are the kind of things I should look for, in this bachelor pad scenario? And should I focus on, the cheapest of the cheap so I have more money in my pocket? Because, I'm starting off this new life and a new job. Or should I try and find something, that's just so easy to keep up with, has more of the amenities, that's going to, make not just myself happy, but, make these women feel like, okay, this guy, has his shit together.
Yeah, I would say mid to high. Don't go low rent, only because low rent means a shitty neighborhood as well.
Okay.
And also means shitty neighbors as well. So I'd say go mid to high. Go in the more affluent suburbs, not necessarily the city. When you are in the affluent suburbs, you can get into the city in 20 minutes, no problem. Choose a town outside of Philadelphia that's close, that's either got a train line going to it or close to a train line. That's a great thing, especially if you're going to be working in the city. As far as if you live in the city and you have a party, friends don't want to come into the city and drive around the block 90 times to find a parking place, and they don't want to pay $30 to park just to come to your fucking party. So that's why I like living in the suburbs. I live in a fucking beautiful neighborhood with a green lawn, great neighbors that we all look out for each other. So if I have a party, guess what? People park up and down the street. There's plenty of parking. It's great. They come and go as they want. When you live in the city, it's a pain in the ass to park. And people will not come to you if they find it difficult to get to you. So that's why I tell people, I live where it's peaceful. And if I want action, I go to where the action is. I don't want to live amongst the action. So if there's parties in Philly and events that I go to on a regular basis, a lot of guys in the men's community don't know about my personal life, but I go to a lot of events. I put on a black tie, a tuxedo, and I go to a lot of events in the city. But I don't want to live in the city. I go to the city to have fun, but I don't want to live there. I only live 4 miles outside of Philadelphia. So for me, getting into the city is pretty simple. But I always say live near the action, but not amongst the action. And I think for a young man your age, I think a lot of broken people move into cities. That's what I think. A lot of broken people move into cities. And when it comes to women, there's just a lot of messed up women and divorced crazy nuts that move into the city. They think they owe it to themselves to move into the city because of the nightlife and such. You want to live a life where by the time it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night, the neighborhood's quiet. You know, like I said, when you want action, you go to where the action is. You don't want to live amongst the action. And it's nice. You're 33 years old. You have a woman over. You can barbecue out in your back deck or patio. You can entertain properly. And a big, huge part of meeting somebody is being a man, being an adult, as a lot of young people would say, adulting, which I fucking hate that word. But, you know, you go on a first date, and your second date doesn't have to be out and about. It can be like, hey, what do you say we throw some chicken on the grill, crack open a bottle of wine, and we sit out my back deck and just – or sit around the fire pit and we talk. And a lot of, like, new modern apartment complexes have fire pits in, like, the courtyards and the social area, and they're very social. There's a lot of new what I call, like, lifestyle apartment complexes, and they're built for people like you to invite people over to have a good time. There's social areas. There's restaurants and movie theaters within walking distance. Like where I live like in the Chestnut Hill, Conshohocken area. Just everything I want is right here. It's absolutely magnificent. You could go to the King of Prussia area. There's so much to do. And I think you stand a better chance of scoring in life with women. Now, obviously, you got to take care of your career. You got to take care of your vision, your purpose, your passion, your goals, your financial goals. Do all that apart from women. Don't do it for women, but do it apart from women because you have a life apart from women. But when it comes to a woman, like I said, the second or third date could be at your house, hanging out in the back deck or on the fire pit, throwing some, hey, what? Why don't you come on over? I got a bottle of red wine and let's make some s'mores. Now, I know there's people out there that are going to be saying, oh, what a blue pill or purple pill or, like, you know, just pick one of those stupid-ass words that all the idiots use, okay? First of all, those guys ain't getting laid, all right? And they can't remember the last time that they did, but they're instructing everyone on how to score with women, okay? If you want to score with women, talk to men who are scoring with women. That's the first thing. And eliminate the losers and their vocabulary. Right. So what I want you to do is work on yourself, join a professional meetup group, maybe even join an activity group, whether it be a singles cooking group or a literature group, or if you're geeked out, you know what I mean? There might be like a hobby type group that you can belong to. There's so many things you can do. And in the Philadelphia area, it's just so I go to dinners and parties all the time. I'm constantly invited to things. I have a phenomenal social life. I'm friends with incredible people. You know, if you follow me, you've seen me just hang. I have friends like Bernie Parent, you know, Philadelphia Flyers hockey legend.
Yeah.
You know, just phenomenal guy. He's a friend. Dick Vermeil, he's a friend. Just a friend. Have coffee. Sit around and talk about life. That's what life is all about. Okay? It's not about celebrities. It's not about putting people on pedestals. It's not about putting women on pedestals. It's about living life. So what you're doing is you're creating a life here. You're not leaving a life behind. You're creating a new life in front of you, and you will do so well, man. Your future is so damn bright.
Yeah, 267, I got one for you as well. When I was small, I would say maybe when I was 8, 9 years old, there was always what we called the cool house. Every neighborhood had mm-hmm. that one house where all the kids would hang out with because it had everything that you never had before. You know, it's like, wow, they got it all, man. They must be rich. You know, we want to hang out. If we want to party, we would go to the cool house. And one thing what my mentor was taught me as far as having my apartment set up, I made sure my apartment was set up for the guys to hang out in and for the women to be blown away to know that I'm a sexual individual. And I'm going to explain that to you. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but there are certain things that you're going to need to have in your house. Now, number one, I got my crayons out. Get your crayons out. Have your house neat and clean, okay? Don't be dirty. Okay. Have it clean, clean, and have it smelling nice, okay? Clean and smelling nice.
Mm-hmm.
The dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Look, at Walmart. You don't have to go to anything big. Go to Walmart and just get or Target. And if you want to get black plates with black cup. Just kind of uniform, okay? It'll blow a woman away when you have that kind of stuff. The third thing I always talk about, now for your boys, I would always, again, I don't drink. So what I would do is I would have beers and liquors and stuff for my friends when they came over. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a gamer. We play video games. I had the TV set up. We watch sports and all that stuff. That also turned into a unit where we were having parties because I had the surround sound, okay? See, I set my house for the guys to be the hangout house. So whenever they wanted to hang out, they wanted to impress friends, or they wanted to come, they would come over to my place, and they would all have a get-together. But there's more to it. In my bedroom, I would have a little small refrigerator. Guess what's in my small refrigerator? Wine. Nothing but wine in my refrigerator. You want to know why? Because the thing you don't understand about women, when they go in your house, they're going to look around through things. And I'm going to show you a few things. But the reason I have wine in my bedroom in my little refrigerator is because when we're getting done hanging out in the living room and we want to take it somewhere else, we're going into the bedroom and we're going to get wine. No, but I got some more stuff though. Oh, I'm going to lace you with this one. But also what's important is I had a lot of nude art. Now, I love Bob Ross. I mean, I'm a huge Bob Ross guy. I love beautiful things and things like that. But you know one thing I had? I had a few pieces of nude art. So when she walked in, she saw a beautiful, sexy body. She knew that this guy's a little freaky. This guy right here loves sex. And, you know, I'm not ashamed of it. Nude art. And it's not no posters. I didn't have any posters or anything like that. I'm talking about a nude paintings on my walls. And it's okay. And last but not least, big dog, go to Walmart, okay? And in Walmart, there's an airport section when they have little small items, okay? This is the key.
Traveling stuff, yeah.
Traveling. This is the key right here. Get all the female products they have and put it in a drawer in the bathroom. Why? Because a woman's going to be digging through your bathroom anyway. But when she sees a man that's prepared that has, you know, like, you know, hey, toothbrush, toothpaste, her loofah, shampoo, conditioner. I won't say you don't get no tampons or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is get all the female lotions and all that stuff from the airport. Put that in your drawer. Put it all in your drawer in the bathroom. Okay? That's another thing you can do. Why? Because when you have women over, the thing about women sometimes, sometimes they might want to stay, but sometimes like, well, I don't have my clothes and I don't want to feel, you know, they want to quote unquote feel fresh. They don't want to feel musty or dirty around you. So sometimes they'll be like, well, maybe next time. But no, you got it covered now. Hey, why don't you go ahead and help yourself in the bathroom? Look through what you need. I got what you want. And then she's automatic. Wait, but think about this. Who thinks like that? That's what you're going to get. Who would have wine in his bedroom? How many women does he have over his house? Who has?
Yeah, that's the make them think, make them laugh, make them blush. That's the make them think part right there.
Think part, because when she's walking in, how many guys have nude art in their on their walls? Think about that. Not many.
Mm.
So as soon as she's walking, now you know my boys gonna be like, yeah, look at the titties on her, and oh yeah, you know the guys gonna talk stuff. But the women are gonna be like, oh okay. And the thing is, I like curves. I like nice things. Would you like anything to drink? Matter of fact, hey, have your coffees together. You want to make it like you're having a guest over, and that's where I want everybody to feel like. I want to be the house, but I also want to be the place where when she comes over, she's not going to want to leave until I want her to leave. You know, she's going to want to stay because most guys don't cater and have their stuff set up for women. Like, see, the thing George was saying is real. See, a lot of guys who don't get women won't even talk about these things because, only guys who get ass on a continuous basis are going to tell you some things that you've never heard before. You know what I mean? And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to set – I'm talking about have her own towels for and all that stuff. Why? Because it's not only is it going to blow her away, but she's going to start thinking, okay, well, what do I have to do to be number one? What do I have to do to come over here? This, remember, like a little kid, this is the hangout place. We got the wines. We got the dishes are all nice. She's taken care of in the bathroom. The paintings for your boys. You got the TV, surround sound. So like George said, never be in the hurricane of the party. You go from your area, the quote unquote the bat cave, to the party, and then you bring them from the party back to your place. But never be in that storm right there. You don't want to be in the midst of that. Be on the outside of that. Because like George said, when you become popular and everyone starts hanging out with you and coming over, like George said, they are not going to want to find parking and all that. It's hard in the city. Parking is terrible in the city. But if you go on the outskirts of the city, like a few miles out or whatever, maybe 10, 15 out, you can still be close to everything, but far away where you have room to do things. George, do you want to say anything on that, brother?
Yeah, man, make your house a party house. I used to just call people and say, hey, man, I'm having a little get-together tonight at my house. Men bring something to eat. No, I used to say men bring something to drink, women bring something to eat. And women would bring like the 7-layer Mexican dip. They would bring, you know, they'd make stuff. The guys would bring 6-packs and bottles of wine, bottles of liquor. And I'd put out a folding table, put a tablecloth on it. And within a couple hours, that table was filled with drinks. I would provide ice, put a big, like a bucket of ice out there and a scoop, paper plates and stuff like that. And people were just eating and drinking and having a great time. And make your house the party house, you know? And then there's always – here's a great thing to do, too. And this is the whole thing about, you know, inviting females and female friends over. A lot of women who want to be with you, okay, let's say you have a house full of people. Like, I could do that and have 60 people in my house. What time is it now? Okay, it's about 9 o'clock right now. It's too late for that. But earlier today, let's say tomorrow, like 3 or 4 o'clock, I just call some friends and say, hey, I'm having a get together at my house. Come on over tonight. Come on over at about 7. Bring whoever you want. Doesn't matter. Let's say I call 10, 12 people. Okay. My house will be filled with 60 to 70 people. Nobody will come empty handed. The table will be filled with drinks and dishes and chips and salsa and dips and munchies and stuff like that. And guess what? As people say, hey, man, great, nice get together, nice spontaneous get together. You know, you got the music playing on the Bose stereo system. All right. Guess what happens towards the end of the night when everyone starts going? The women or the woman who wants to be with you will stick around and say, hey, I'll help you clean up. And I can't even begin to tell you how well that works. I can't even begin. And, you know, I'm not going to set you up for a night of sin, but I'll tell you what. That right there, my friend, is a killer move that worked for me when I was your age.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say real quick, Big Dog, is I took a thing called home economics back in the day. My mentor made me do it, but cooking, women find someone that can cook hot. They to watch a man. And you remember I have when she comes over, the desserts and all that other stuff. Man, I'm just telling you, like George said with the s'mores and all that other stuff that you can do. There's so many things that you can do. And again, you don't have to clutter your apartment. Just get a couch, like two couches or so. Just make it more spacious instead of a clutter. But also, in your closet, very important. What I would do is that when you're in your closet, I always tell you my favorite cologne is my Allure. What I would do is I'd take my cologne and I'd spray it across in one line across all my clothes. Why? Because you know what women do when they are checking your stuff out? They smell your clothes, man. They do something like that. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love your scent. It's your scent. That's why they like wearing mm-hmm. your t-shirt and all that other stuff. So what I'm saying is that set it up. And it's not economic. It's not going to take the heart. Do one piece at a time if you got to. Buy a couch one day and buy this next week and do it the way you want to. But also, your bed, okay? Make sure your bed is soft. And if you know you have someone coming over, have nice sheets, okay? Please, nice sheets, okay? There's a lot of people, like George said, a lot of people aren't sleeping with women. So the game you get is eyes are smashing. Have sheets. If take some late sheets from the woman last night, take them off your bed, take them off, and put the new sheets on, okay? You always have like two or three different things of sheets, okay? Very good to do, okay? And last but not least, I would also say, other than wine in my small refrigerator, I also have water. Because when you're really pounding it out and everything after you get done, they're really thirsty. So it's just really convenient just to open up the I'll go to your little refrigerator up and give her a ward or something like that. So, you know, but George, you have anything left to answer?
Yeah. Always have a nightstand on the other side of the bed. Put a bottle of water there for her.
Yes.
On that side of the nightstand. That's just being thoughtful. And the other thing is this. I mean, you know, if she's helping you clean up at the end of a night, you know, you can be Alan Roger Curry and just come right out and say, hey, I'd love you to spend the night with me.
There you go.
Or you can say stuff like, I'd love to make you breakfast tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I like that. Right to the point.
I mean, just something like that. You know, you could just say things like, you know, I your robe is hanging behind the door.
There you go. Oh yeah. Oh.
Here's another thing too. Always have two bathrobes. Always have two bathrobes. All right.
Ooh, okay.
I'm telling you, just now this is you're getting advice from an old player. I'm an old player. I'm not interested in being a player anymore. So my goal here tonight is to help out the young guys. Just do the things that I say. You'll be fine. A candle on the nightstand right there that signals just a candle on the nightstand signals so much.
Okay.
Things like that. Yeah,
and
just real important.
Yeah, 267. I'm going to do one more piggyback on George's candles. Now, also, see, a lot of guys only know, okay, now we talk about foreplay, but they only know about foreplay and sex, and then they go to sleep. I always want to teach you about afterplay, because you remember I told you about the lotion and the microwave for like 15 minutes to give her a body massage and things like that. Always listen. Mm-hmm. It writes it down. If you go to Best Buy, they sell these little Bluetooth speakers for like $9. Have one in the bedroom, one in the bathroom and one in the living room. Now, if you go, like, say, George said, Bose, if you got something out of the living room, get a nice surround sound system, but definitely have a Bluetooth in your bathroom and one in your bedroom. And also now, this is now, now I'm going, now George is talking about you can either go to Isle of Rock Curry or you want to do something tomorrow morning. Make sure you go, look, I got the, when she comes over, the French toast. I show you how to make that free. So watch that video on how to make that toast. But last but not least, because we, because George and I, George going to laugh on this one, but there's some yak right here. Last but not least, you need to have what I call the drawer. And that drawer has got to have cuffs, chains, blindfolds. No, I'm not. No, hey, listen. You don't. Okay, this is what y'all guys don't understand. You don't know what's coming in your house. You only get the, well, I'm a good girl, and, you know, I feed the whales on the weekends and all that bullshit, right? Well, when she lets her hair down, there are some women, hey, George, there's some that way, hey, George, I can stay over. I'll help you do the dishes. George, why don't you tie me up, blindfold me, smack my ass, and pour hot wax on my nipple type girl. George, you know what I'm talking about, right, George? George, see, George, come on, George. You know,
George, come on. That's great. That's great. That's great.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, you got to have that drawer of things that you can go to Party City and have, because you always want to be able to satisfy a sexual appetite when they begin to get freaky, nasty, and kinky and dirty. You don't want to say, oh, well, I don't have no change. When she be like, you know what, I'm a naughty girl, and I want you to spank me, daddy, or something. Hey, look, don't, hey, I'm just, I know it sounds crazy. I'm telling you, have that drawer of your kinky stuff. I would even go as far as to say, go to the 24 thing. Some women like dildos, or sometimes they bring their own, but I'm just saying. There are a lot of
people. Yeah, I don't know if I want to have a dildo in my drawer. I might show something else.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
listen, dude. This is what you do, dude. I mean, have some silk handkerchiefs in the drawer, okay?
Okay.
And you can go on Amazon and buy yourself like 5 pocket rockets. They're powered by like a AA battery. They're no bigger than a little. Okay. And I mean, guys are always thinking like big giant dildos. Okay. This thing's no bigger than a lipstick. You pop a battery in it and that thing there will take her to the moon. All right. You buy 5 of them, keep the other 4 where she can't find them, and keep one in the top drawer. Like, what you don't want to do is have her look at one and think like you used it on 10 other women. You break it out of the you break it out of the package in front of her. You know what I mean? Like, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And that's not, that's being respectful, because you're not going to be using the same, you know, nasty ass dildo on some girl that you used on someone else. You want to have some respect, and go to Bed Bath and Beyond and get one of those they're kind of like what you put on your eyes to sleep when, like, if you go to take a nap during the daytime, you want to just cover your eyes up, and something like that. Is kind of nice. I think those are nice things. Those are nice things. It shows that you're prepared. It shows that you are thoughtful. The naive act that men play, like, oh, I never done that before. Oh, really? Oh, wow. You know, that's not very attractive to women. So you are the Boy Scout. What is the Boy Scout's motto? Be prepared.
Be prepared. Yeah.
Period.
Yes. Okay. And last thing I have. Yeah. Last thing. Two things I want to do. I want to tell you before I give you this other list. Make sure after she leaves, do the once over, because women will leave earrings, underwear, or they will try to territory. So make sure when she leaves, you do the once-over around your area, okay? But these are some items that you need from the grocery store. Cookie dough ice cream, fruit, coffee, and bagels. And maybe a salad or something. But what I'm saying is, because you know, some women, you know, I mean, women do eat like men, like, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, remember, I'm all about you giving her the experience of your Willy Wonka house where she's like, oh, my God, I've never been there before. And then she sells you to her friends. And then her friends like George say, well, wow, George is having a party. Can I come? And then she's like, okay, well, it's my turn to make my move and bump her out the way so I can be with George. Hey, George. Yeah, it looks all so messy. And you know what? I'll stay over and help you clean up. See how that works?
Mm.
So you build it, they will come. Okay, 267?
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you so much, George. Steve, fly, Eagles, fly, brother.
Hey, get off my team. Why you got to ruin the thing? Why, see, you came in off. Why you doing it with the Eagles? Oh, all right. And I told you, talk about my old lady. Just don't talk about my Cowboys, man. Get off the thing, Kevin. We love you, man. But, George, this is what I'm talking about. See, this is what something they don't get elsewhere.
Right.
Saying,
right.
Because nobody's going to get details like that unless you're really smashing. So, guys, mm-hmm. We've got 24 minutes left in the show, or 23 minutes left in the show. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. And, George, I saw a question up here while we were talking. This guy says, my ex from a few years ago sent me a friend request. Should I accept it or ignore it? I've been chasing excellence ever since, and I'm not sure she's worth my time.
I guess it all depends what the goal is. I mean, if it's just going to be kind of like a hit and run and you're not going to get emotionally involved, sure. If there's a reason why somebody is your ex and you need to revisit that reason and talk some sense into yourself. If it's just to have some fun, and you know it's not going to lead to anything, and because everybody circles back, let's get real, everybody circles back. Every single ex of mine has circled back at one time or another. Every single one. And if you want to revisit it, depending if it made if it ended with bad blood, this is how that circling back can work in your favor. Maybe the last chapter that was written in that story was negative, dark, painful, confusing, disappointing, discouraging, and just wasn't good. Didn't leave good memories. Maybe the ex circling back gives you a chance to write a happy ending. That doesn't mean you have to marry the person. That doesn't mean you have to go out again. Maybe you can just write another ending other than the sad ending.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you know what? And what I want to say on this is George is right, and y'all don't understand. When there's a moment when you're laying in a bed naked with a woman, or when she's walking out, or she feels like she needs you, she's going to say something weird. Now, not all of them, but the majority of them say this. I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm in a relationship. I don't care if I'm seeing somebody. I don't care if I'm in another city, another state, or another planet. This pussy will always be yours. So whenever you want it, you can have it. And sometimes we don't want it. But it doesn't mean that they don't want us. And it doesn't mean, because like I told him, see, George, The biggest phone calls I get and my clients get are after Easter, George, after Easter Sunday, and after Valentine's Day. And that's, I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about, like, for instance, let's say Easter was yesterday. They would be getting calls today because of what their men are not doing and what I teach them to do to keep them in her mind all the time. And sometimes, right, George, they're going to want to come back. They, you know, y'all got to understand, George's experience, guys. When you're with, and again, I've never been with George, but I can tell, listen, let me say this again. I've never been with George. George, I love him like a brother. Never been with George. I just want to let y'all know. But looking at George, talking to George, and see how George is, George is going through them like Godzilla walking through Tokyo. And the thing is, he doesn't mean to break hearts, but he breaks hearts. Now, come on, George. Come on. You know John. Come on, George. Come on. Don't be all modest now, George. George is a bad motherfucker. Now, I'm sorry. I'm
a
bad motherfucker.
That's a good one.
But, no, that's some real ass shit. Thing is that these women, when they experience being at George's place, and it's not just George's place, it's the experience on the phone, it's the experience face-to-face, it's the experience on the date, it's even the experience when she leaves his house, that all it gets is like seeps in her, that when you get the best of the best, you're always going to, like, when they, if, you know, George lets her go or vice versa, what happens? She's going to be looking for something equal or greater value than George. And what she's going to get is less and less. And, you know, one guy might have this and another guy might have two things over there, but George had five things. And mm-hmm. all the time she's going to be thinking about George. And the problem is, like I told you about quicksand, guys, is those quicksand relationships. The more she tries to wiggle out and escape, the more she's going to come back in because her – remember, guys, she is driven by emotions, guys. That's what y'all understand. Her emotions driven like a Mack truck going what Bud say, 100 miles an hour with no lights, no brakes, driven by emotions. And the more she gets with the regular guy who doesn't – who isn't attentive, who doesn't listen, who doesn't pay attention, she's not going to feel wanted. And the more she's going to start thinking, well, I remember, you know, a few years ago when I was with George, he would do this. And I remember a few years ago when I was with George, he used to do that and do that. Should I call him? No, I don't want to call him. Oh, my God. And then she's talking to her girlfriends. Should I call him? Oh, no, girl, don't call him yet. No, I don't know. But maybe I'll bump into him. And I know where he works. And I know maybe, you know, some excuse. Oh, George, I didn't know you worked here, you know, or whatever. But they've somehow, some way want to come back. Now, with that being said, George, if she is disrespectful, this is a whole different ball game. If she comes in disrespectful, if she is disrespecting your name and your castle, if she's abusing you, throwing things at you and trying to hurt you or harm you, you got to cut that off. That right there, you cut off. But all the other women, hey, look, I'm telling you, if you do it right, they're always going to come back. They want to come back, but they don't have to come back to what y'all used to be. She's going to have to take the crumbs you give her. George, what you got on that, brother?
Yeah, you know, give her something to remember you by. You know, you make her tea in the morning, give her the rest of the box of that tea.
Yes.
So every day she makes a cup of tea at home, and when she's on that – when she's on that last, when she's finishing that last tea bag, she's like, "Man, that's my last tea bag. That's, you know, wow, it's the last thing that I have that reminds me of you. I got to come back and get some more." Or, if you let her wear one of your shirts to bed, you say to her, "Just take this with you. This with you." She will wear that sucker every night and not even wash it because it reminds her of you.
Right, right.
Things like that are going to be important. Are they little tactics and techniques? Yes. Are they, romantic techniques? Yes. And I think romance is lost in a lot of the modern men's community because there's guys that would call romance blue pill or, you know, they make up some stupid ass word for it. And then again, those are the guys that are just sitting home, you know, whacking off. And believe me, the so-called experts, nothing's happening in their life anyways. That you know. So don't be afraid to explore the romantic side of things. There's nothing wrong with it. And some people think you got to just abuse a woman or create dissonance and create you know, some kind of trouble for her to like you and treat her like a slut and all this kind of, you know what? That's kind of like where I draw the line. You know, I like people that like me. I don't like people that abuse me. I stay away from people that abuse me. I'm drawn to people that like me. And I think that's a great thing to do. You know, when you got a woman in your life or are looking to create more of that one woman in your life. I mean, there might come a time when you don't want to have a parade of women going in and out of your bedroom. Maybe you're kind of getting tired of that. Maybe you want just one woman. Maybe you're like, you know what? I like the company of this one woman. I have fun with her. I can be myself with her. I don't have to act. She laughs at my jokes. She makes me sandwiches. She does things for me. She appreciates the things that I do for her. And we seem to get along well. And I like her family, and she likes my family, and she likes the kind of movies I like. And we love doing things. And sometimes we can just sit around and not even have to open our damn mouths, and we just enjoy time with each other. When you meet a woman like that, then you want to kind of close off the flow of all the other women coming in. And that's when you have to start thinking about being a little more considerate, I think.
I don't mean to interrupt. Drew York, I don't think you've ever met me before, so let me kindly introduce myself to you, Drew York. If you come in here and you say this channel has changed for the worse, that is your right to say that, sir. But please make sure, sir, that you don't have your information on YouTube for someone like me to, you know, look you up and see that. You need to be worried more about that music you're putting out that only has 42 views, 209 views, 101 views on the music, whatever that garbage you're putting out on your station. I think you need to worry more about that than coming on here and being disrespectful to people who don't even know who you are. So what I would do, Drew York, with 19 subscribers, is I would think twice before you do that, sir, because they will tell you I don't play nice. So I'm going to just be nice this one time because you don't know me, and I definitely don't want to know you. So, Drew York, please, if you don't like it, then take your ass somewhere, get in the studio, and clean up all that garbage-ass music that you have on your channel that only has a few views. Okay, sir? Now, I'm sorry, George. I didn't mean to say that, but you know what? Yeah, I hate when feminine guys come in here talking noise, but we do have a call in the queue. I'm sorry. But error code 951, sir. What's your question, man? What's up?
Yes, sir. I was just curious. What do y'all think about trusting women? When can you trust your – like, I have a girlfriend right now, and I've told her straight up that, you know, it's sort of stupid for men to trust women, and I don't know if that was the right approach, but that's what I told her. And so I'm just curious your opinion on when is it really right? When can you trust a girl that you've been in a relationship with?
George, you like to go first, or would you like me, George?
Trust but verify. If you walk around untrusting, what a shitty way to live, honestly. What a shitty way to live. I'm giving you real actionable advice. This is not theory. This is not bullshit that you're going to get on these other fucking YouTube channels with all these fucking losers who are pontificating about relationships with women and telling you how to treat. There's not one single one of those fucking douchebags that has a happy woman in their life. I have a happy woman in my life. I know Steve, the Dean Williams, has a happy woman and women in his life, including daughters. He and I both have daughters. So we know a little bit about women. That's number one. Number two, love everybody but trust few. Okay? That's just life. You have to take care of your own mental health. Do not forfeit your own mental health for a relationship. What is your first name, sir?
Marcus.
Marcus, a strong Marcus needs to stay strong.
Marcus cannot stay strong if he's mistrusting or if he gets hurt. All right?
Right.
If you trust and then someone abuses your trust, you're not going to trust anyone ever again. You're going to be very, very skeptical about everyone who comes in your life in the future. That's the first thing. And so, like I say, trust but verify. Love everybody. Trust few. People have to earn trust, and trust comes in levels. Trust is not an on-off switch. You don't 100% trust a woman or not trust a woman. She is entrusted with small things first. She's given responsibility with small things first, and you give her more responsibility. Give her
more responsibility as
time goes on. So what's happening is this. You take pride in your mental health and your heart. Because you take pride in your mental health and your heart, you don't reveal all of your heart to somebody because you don't know how they're going to treat it. You don't know what they're going to do with your emotions. You don't know if they're going back to their friends at the end of the day saying, yeah, man, I got him wrapped around my finger. You don't want that. You'd never want that. And that comes when you trust too fast. That comes when you fall in love too fast. That comes when you dedicate your life too fast. What you do is do – let me give you an idea of what I'm doing. In a relationship that I'm in now, I don't give 100% trust to somebody. What I say is – I want to move forward. This is what moving forward looks like to me. I want to share it with you, what it looks like to me. Does that sound good to you? They say yes. And just come right out and say, will you move forward with me? Will you take one step towards me as I take one step towards you? And if they have a sparkle in their eye and a smile and they say yes, then on the count of three, you take a step towards each other. You don't all of a sudden fall in love and start planning the future that quickly.
Right.
Love and trust comes in increments. Increments.
Completely.
A little bit at a time. I hope that helps, Marcus.
Definitely, right, Marcus. Yeah. Marcus, how long have you been with your woman for?
I've been with this for a few months.
I'm sorry, how long?
It's about 3 months.
Okay. Before trust, I need respect. I need respect before anything. But with respect, you have to trust is something that I feel has to be earned. I just don't trust you just because you want me to trust you, number one, okay? Now, you're only 3 months in, so you're not really in. Now, you're not living with her right now, are you?
No.
You're not having unprotected sex, are you?
No.
Okay, don't do that. Okay, you are. Don't do that. Okay.
No.
But, all right, what is she doing to make you feel like you can't trust her? Is she doing anything to make you feel like you can't trust her?
Not really, no. Not anything. No, I mean, she's pretty straight up with me. So, you know, I mean – I haven't seen anything, but I did tell her, you know, like I can't trust you completely. I trust you mostly, otherwise I wouldn't be with you. But you know, I told her it's stupid for a man to completely trust a woman.
Okay, but wait a second. I understand what you're saying, but why would you say that to a woman? That's okay.
I guess what I did was we were having a conversation. And she asked me if I trust her. So that's how we got on.
Yeah. You told her you don't trust her, right? Right. So she asked you, did you trust her? You said no. What was your reason why? Because I don't just trust women?
It was more of a, like, I've only been with you for so long type thing.
George, I know George, did you have something to say real quick before I go? But do you have something, George, to say on that?
Yeah, if someone says, you know, don't you trust me? Your response should be is, I trust me.
There you go.
You need to say that. I trust me. I trust me. I trust my emotions. I don't know you yet. I can't trust you if I don't know you. How about if we get to know each other a little bit better and we'll explore that issue as time goes on?
Right. Yep.
Or
I
you
mean,
might, or,
that's what I said.
Or,
yeah, I said we spend more time together and you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, or you can qualify your answer and say something like, for as much as I know you, yes.
Right.
You know,
right,
for
yeah.
only knowing you for 3 months, yeah, sure. It's only 3 months level trust. It's different than
right.
10 years trust. But if the question happened out of the blue, she might be untrustworthy because she might be projecting on you. That's the first thing. If it came as a result of her noticing that you were hesitating, there's a reason why you're hesitating, man. And you got to trust that. I think one of the biggest reasons is I've counseled many men who've been divorced and have been broken up. They saw the warning signs and the red flags ahead of time, but they ignored them.
Ooh,
so if
yeah.
you're not trusting, that might be something inside of you. That might be like the inner guy saying, go slow on this one. Go slow on this one. You know, because you don't want to make the wrong move. You don't want to get your heart broken, number one, and number two, you don't want to break anyone's heart. And
right.
You don't want to stunt your growth in life and your career, because what happens when men go through breakups, well, let me put it this way, when women go through breakups, the next day it's just another day. They just go to work like nothing happened. When men go through breakups, man, their jaw and their face is dragging on the ground. They're drinking. They men self-destruct when they go through breakups. Women typically go out and party and celebrate.
And also,
Marcus, the thing that you got to be able to do is every level you move up, it has to be more work that she's got to put in to get with you. The last thing I want you to do, because again, y'all are 3 months in, okay? So if she's doing things to show you that she's untrustworthy, then you got to check her at the door about these behaviors right off the bat. Never let that slide, number one. But number two, never tell a woman everything about you. Don't ever tell her your weaknesses and your, you know, say that for your boys. Don't ever tell a woman, you know, your feelings and all that stuff, because they can use that against you later on. Don't ever tell a woman that kind of stuff. Say that for your friends. But if
right.
you don't, let me ask you this question. If you don't trust her, or not all the way trust her, which is fine, why are you with her, or why is she your girlfriend?
Well, I'm still getting to know her. I mean, I like her. I like things about her. I think she's pretty trustworthy.
Wait. Marcus, you hit it. Marcus, see that? That's what I'm talking about. When she asks you, do you trust me? What you just said is the perfect thing right there. I don't know you very well. We're only 3 months into this. And I don't trust that easily. My trust must be earned. That you know, you're allowed to say those things and not feel mad or worried or ashamed or thinking that she'll get mad at you. You're allowed to speak your mind. But if you start to realize that she's not trustworthy, then you're gonna have, like George said, you have to sit her down and we have to have a powwow. Hey, listen, I don't like this behavior. And if this behavior consists of ongoing, you're either going to be a booty call or it ain't going to be no relationship, because I can't deal with no one like that. Does that make any sense?
Yep. Definitely.
Okay.
I appreciate the advice. I definitely on point. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, brother. Keep your head up, okay? All right. We'll throw you back in. We're going to be wrapping this up, George. why don't you go ahead and give them your information where they can find you, .coms and everything like that, brother, because, man, white, hey, you need to go ahead and take the moniker White Chocolate. But go ahead, George. What you got for them? Tell them how you play.
Yeah, I got a newsletter coming out at georgebruno.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at George Bruno. And I got a great YouTube channel, George Bruno. And it's all guy stuff, relationship stuff, lifestyle stuff. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody.
Absolutely. And, guys, y'all want to get with me at The Man Mindset. You can hear me, send me an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. Also, guys, don't forget, we are in my birthday month, so we have discounts on all of our products. Just click on my baby picture, and you will see all the discounts. All the products are all discounted this month, so make sure y'all check that out. But other than that, George, this was great. You know, as always, man, like I say, the thing about real men, I'm sorry, George, let me get on my soapbox real quick. I'm sorry. I got to talk yak about you. But the thing that I love about real men is that you don't have to know them long to know what they're about, their character, who they are. And George, like I say, it's like I've known George for years. We just click. That's just how men are. We click because we know what we're all about. And hey, look, Donovan couldn't make it. And Donovan's chilling right now. But first thing that popped up in my head was George. But, hey, Donovan's gone. I got to call George. I got to call George because George is about what he says he is. And that's the thing, guys. And Marcus, thank you, and everybody else in the Super Chats. But that's what y'all got to appreciate about this thing. You're really getting information from individuals who are doing the things that they say they're doing. And these are the things that's going to help you out. Remember, this isn't for everybody because everybody doesn't want the truth. Some people want to live in a fantasy world, or some people want to write songs on YouTube. And, you know, Mr. York, you know, I'm Mr. York, I'm going to take care of you on my channel. We're going to talk on my channel, Mr. York, but we'll leave that be for now. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there is, George, I appreciate you, George, and it is a fabulous time and an honor working with you, man. You're my dog, man.
Likewise, my friend. Likewise.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up for this weekend, guys. Don't forget, there's a Red Man Group show tomorrow with Anthony Johnson. Is definitely going to be on there. And then Monday we have the Red Pill Mindset show, so make sure y'all check that out. Guys, don't forget, last one more time, don't forget to check out all George's stuff. And also, guys, www.tacticalsoap.com, as well as the 21 Convention in Orlando, Florida, October 24th through the 27th. Okay, guys, get your tickets, grab them, go to the21convention.org. For right now, it's /America for more details. And if it changes, we'll make sure we update you with the changes. George, I want to say thank you very much, man. Much love to you, George. I'll call you in a few minutes, and we'll go from there. Okay, my brother?
Excellent, man.
All right, y'all take care, and we'll see y'all later. Good night, y'all. Hey, George, I'm going to call you on my phone. We still live. I'm going to call you on my phone, on my other line. I'm going to call
all
you right
good.
Now.
Yep.
All right, brother.
Good, good.